Well, Barrett voted this morning, not in his neighborhood, but at the Milwaukee Municipal Building. He said he did it to highlight early voting. Of course, we know that in the city of Milwaukee and some other polling places around the state, they have occasional problems with lines, machine breakdowns, and so on election day. So the push has really been on to vote early, you know, such as on sunny, not-so-windy days like today was, when polling places that accept early votes seem to be running smoothly. Barrett later made the same pitch at some university campuses in Milwaukee. He said about tonight's debate that he'll emphasize job creation and the Republicans being, quote, extreme on social issues. Scott Walker's campaign says the Milwaukee County executive will also talk about jobs, but Walker is waiting until Tuesday morning to vote at his local grade school.
Sean, let's talk a little more about the debate tonight. And what's at stake for Barrett and Walker?
Well, it could be the last time that they both share a stage before one of them is, the governor-elect. And this close to the election, it's maybe the last chance for one of them to hit a home run or the last chance for one of them to screw up. You know, you might not see either one of those tonight, but that's sort of what's at stake this close to the election. A lot of people have already voted and a lot of people have made up their minds, but this is their last chance to, outside of the usual TV commercial channels, to, you know, try to sway those remaining voters.
And shifting to the Senate race, Chuck, you covered Democrat Russ Feingold this afternoon. His message today and for the next few days?
Feingold also spent some time today at college campuses in Milwaukee. At Marquette University, he talked about how young people benefit from the health care reform bill and about Republican challenger Ron Johnson supporting corporate interests. Now, only about 50 people were at the Marquette rally, but Feingold's campaign says more get-out-the-vote appearances around the state are scheduled for this weekend. Senator Feingold also talked to us about some positive national gross domestic product numbers, though he says unemployment is still too high.
And, Sean, you covered Senator Feingold yesterday, and you've seen what Ron Johnson has been doing in way of replies and advertising. Fill us in on that.
Yeah, Senator Feingold went to some pretty friendly territory yesterday. He was in Janesville, which is the town he grew up in, speaking to a group of retired UAW workers, certainly a friendly audience for Feingold, not only a union audience, but an audience of seniors. And he really hammered home issues that, that were to that demographic. He talked about how the health care bill had closed the loophole or the donut hole in the Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage. He talked about his opposition to ever privatizing Social Security in any way, saying that was a clear distinction between him and Republican Ron Johnson. Johnson has held some events near his home in Oshkosh, but his campaign has really been waged in TV commercials, and the closing message out of those is among other things, that Feingold isn't the maverick that he used to be, that his votes for the health care bill and for the stimulus bill were by no means maverick, and that it was time for somebody new to come to Washington, which is what you've heard from him most of this year.